Hi, Grace City. This is Lindsay, and for today's Lent reflection, we will be reading John 12, 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus has raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made with pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." Okay, so that was the ESV version, and now we're going to do the Lindsay version. I'm just going to give some visuals of how, of just like what I'm seeing when I'm reading this. So I picture a pretty small room with a big table. There's Jesus, his disciples, and Lazarus just laying around the table, reclining, if you will. And you have Martha running around, serving as she does. And the vibe of this dinner, I'm kind of picturing slightly celebratory because Lazarus was just raised from the dead, which is crazy. It just all around seems like a more relaxed, casual hang, if you will. Which feels wild to me because, as the beginning of the scripture says, this is just 6 days before the Passover. So Christ's death is looming. It's coming. Which makes me think that people just didn't get it. The disciples didn't get it. But then you have Mary. Mary at Bethany. She, I believe, is brought up 3 different times in scripture. And each time you're going to find her in the exact same place at Jesus' feet. And this is no exception. She's washing his feet with this ointment that costs the same amount as like a year's wages at that time. And she's unbinded her hair, which was considered to be improper, and she's washing his feet with her hair. This to me just shows like her heart, her posture is just one of humility, just wanting to give her best to Jesus. And I think she's aware of what's to come, and she just wants to serve him in this way. And then we have Judas. Judas annoys me so much here. This is what I picture again, Lindsay's version. I see him standing over Mary with his hands on his hips, and he's like, "What are you doing, Mary? We could have sold this and given the money to the poor." But homie does not care about the poor. He's just thinking about if they were to sell it and what he could get out of it, what he could put into his pocket later. Now, upon reflection of this, and these, I feel it in my chest, this tension of Mary and Judas. And I long to be like Mary. I want to be like her. But on this other side, I really tend to be like Judas, especially in this scenario. Like, I'm questioning, like, I mean, who's to say? But if I were to be in this position that Mary is, would I use my ointment that cost my salary? Honestly, probably not. I struggle with using my free-range organic chicken for my house guest. Like, I struggle with giving my best to the people around me and definitely to Jesus. And then when I look at Judas, I see some of those same tendencies of judgment. If someone were to tell me that they're giving to the church or the poor, but they can't go out to dinner with me, or they're just talking about financial struggles, then I'm like, why would you be giving? And now I hear Jesus be like, "Lindsay, you better leave them alone. Leave them alone." And you guys can't see me, but my hands are up. So I must ask, where are you guys at today? Are you more like Mary, and is it really easy for you to give your best all the time? Or do you have tendencies like Judas? You want to hoard your things, you want to keep it for yourself, or you have like a spirit of judgment towards people? So today, I just want to pray for us and pray that we would have a spirit like Mary. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for Mary and her sweet, sweet, beautiful heart. Would you teach us to be more like her? Lord, I know I need to be more like her. And I confess to you in front of my brothers and sisters that, you know, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to give up my things, to not hoard things and to hold things close. But I need you. We all need you. We need the strength to be generous, to have generous spirits. So would you teach us? Lord, we love you. And again, we need you. Lord, I thank you for who you are, for who you say you are, and for all that you do in our lives. It's in your precious holy name. Amen. Bye. Have a great day. I love you guys.